Hello friends, today we'll be seeing chapter number 4, that is 7 processes of scientific management. Now this is yet another chapter which will give us the introduction about what are the different tools, techniques involved in the process of management. And we all know that these are the tools which will take us to the different heights and positioning of the business at different levels. After seeing the chapter of vision, mission and strategy, where we define and design what is the company vision, what is the company's mission, what are the strategies involved, we now move on to the next level where we understand the processes of scientific management, how the management would function. Now in that part we have got this beautiful structure which is comprising of planning, organizing, staffing, directing, coordinating, motivating and controlling. I have made a short form for each one of us to remember, and the short form is basically each letter of this word. It starts as P, O, S, D, C, M, C. So you can just quickly make a note of it. I'll repeat once again. It is P, O, S, D, C, M, C. So P, O, S, D stands for planning, organizing, staffing, directing, coordinating, motivating, and controlling. So in any given business, in any given business or any given moment of time, these are the 7 steps. If followed properly, the chances of companies going to fail decreases. Instead, chances of companies succeeding increases. This is what this chapter is revolving around. It will speak about these 7 very strong elements in the business to succeed or fail. Those are planning, organizing, staffing, directing, coordinating, motivating and controlling. So in this chapter, we will be seeing in detail about what this tools and techniques are there, or what these elements are all about. But in due course of time, we will have a few chapters which will speak on detail about each element over a period of time, where we will learn about how the business actually functions. So let's go ahead and see the element involved in the system. So first is planning. Now planning is the primary function of management. Planning is something which is the core basic element of in business. Planning refers to deciding in advance what will be done in near future. So planning will be able to give us the answer that what will be done in near future, how this particular thing needs to be achieved, what is the step involved for achieving that particular task, is going to be answered by this concept known as planning. So planning is more about what will happen in near future. Planning is a constructive reviewing of future needs so that preset actions can be adjusted in view of the established goal. So planning is something which is more about constructively identifying what will happen in near future, how it will happen in near future, and what is the path which company would take into consideration for identifying and establishing the goal for what company has designed or set a particular mechanism. Planning should take place before doing most individuals or group efforts are made by determining before any operative action takes place. What shall be done? Where, how and who shall do it? So planning should be taken place before doing any action. Planning comes first and then comes the action. But action wouldn't be coming immediately after planning is done. So first is planning, that is determining what has to be done, how it has to be done, when it has to be done, what are steps involved in it, what are different paths available, what are different objectives company has to achieve. For that purpose, planning would be done. So it is what shall be done, where, how and who shall do it. That's what the plan is all about. In the business world, the organization has to achieve the objectives and goals. So in any given business, company has to achieve objectives and goals. In order to achieve these objectives and goals, the organization plans. So to achieve anything, company needs to plan. So planning is nothing but deciding basically what is the near future company wants to achieve. So planning finally gives us the answer to this question: what is to be done, when it is to be done, how it is to be done, and by whom it is to be done. So planning answers these questions, such as what is to be done, when, how and by whom. So planning is a very constructive functioning of the business which will tell us what, when, how and by whom it is going to be done. So to give you an example, production planning and control function is very crucial function, which essentially consists of planning production in a manufacturing organization before actual production activities start. Now, to give you a quick example, like what it has been cited over here, that is, in a factory, when we get an order to manufacture, say for example, I have got a factory of manufacturing of boxes or corrugated boxes. The term is corrugated, C-O-R-R-U-G-A-T-E-D, corrugated boxes. Now, these are the boxes like what we see, hardboard boxes. Now, when I am into the manufacturing unit of corrugated boxes, I have to manufacture some 50,000 odd boxes. Though, right now I am performing a task of around 25,000 other boxes for a client. I have got a requirement of 50,000 boxes, which is another client's job work I have got across. Now, for manufacturing this 50,000 boxes, I'll have to do planning. I cannot directly start up the factory and machine starts. So, before I start production, I'll have to plan. That's what the planning is all about. So, planning is a very crucial function, which essentially consists of planning production and manufacturing organization. So, I need to plan. Do I have that much amount of raw materials? I need to plan how much time it will take. I need to plan how much number of employees I will require. I need to plan how much time the factory would run over and about the time given to us it is considered. So planning is more about before actual production activities start, what we will do it in before pre-hand decision is known as planning. So now from planning, we jump and over to the next element of process of management known as what? Organizing. So first is P, that stands for planning. Now we move on to the next element known as O, organizing. Organizing can be defined as arranging the work, process, authority, resources and employees in the right order so that all the organizational activities can take place in defined and orderly manner. So here, organizing is more about work, processes, authority, resources and employees. They are all in right order. What is the work assigned? What is the process? Who is the authority? What resources are available? And finally, what is the employees or what employees consider? All these things are aligned to make sure that the output could be accordingly given. So organizing streamlines the planning task. Planning is more about deciding in advance what, when, how to do it and who will be doing it. To be more precise, organizing is aligning all those things in a proper way so that the transaction can take place or activity can accordingly take place. After planning is completed, we have to bring all the resources together in certain format, which makes us easy for us to take action. So that is what organizing main task is, to bring all the resources together. Like for example, a few minutes ago, I cited an example of factory where I have to manufacture 50,000 boxes. So for that purpose, I'll need to bring all the resources. That is my physical resource, financial resource and human resource. Physical resource would be machine. Financial resource would be monetary. With money, I have to bring the raw materials and other things. And human resource would be the human beings or the employees. All these things will be brought together and aligned so that the boxes could be made and the output could be given. So as detailed earlier, there are four resources which is visualized from the business perspective, and they are men, machines, material and money, which have to be brought together in proportion as per the plan. So as we have seen in other chapters, first few chapters, in which we have seen that the resources of businesses are men, machine, materials and money. Which resources? I gave an example a few while ago, which were physical resource, financial resource and human resource. These are resources from the management point of view. Okay, so from the management point of view or company point of view, resources are physical, financial and human. From business point of view, the resources are 5 M's, but here they have considered only 4 M's because it needs to be organized in proper manner. That is men, machines, material and money. This needs to be properly brought together as per the plan, then only execution will take place. So organizing is more about aligning or linking all the different resources available in the business. Now from resources resources which are organized, we move on to the next element known as staffing. Now staffing is more about searching. Staffing is more about identifying. Staffing is more about finding out. Staffing is the important function of management that involves employing the right number of people at the right place with the right skills and right abilities. So right person at the right place, if it has to be done, it can be done only with the help of staffing. Staffing is a process. Staffing is a mechanism. Staffing is a step-by-step activity which will make sure right person in the right place can be properly brought across and output could be given. So staffing is more about linking right with right employees, with right people and all the things which needs to be rightly done. It also involves training and development of people so that organizational objectives and goals can be achieved successfully. So staffing is more about training the employees, it is more about developing the employees, it is more about encouraging the employees, it is more about inducting the employee in the way how company wants him to perform his task, in the way how the output needs to be given. So staffing is more about aligning the employee resources properly so that they are all ready for the output to be given. So again, staffing is another function of management whose main task is to ensure right person for the right job, and that is what staffing is all about. Staffing comprises of the activities of selection and placement of competent personnel. So staffing basically makes sure that whatever competent personnel we have got, or whatever selected or placing the right personnel in the right place, if it has to be done, it can be done with the help of specifically known as staffing. So staffing tries to connect or relate right person in the right place. In addition to selection, training, development of personnel, it also comprises of promotion of best persons, retaining the old persons, performance appraisal of the personnel, and adequate remuneration of the personnel. So staffing, apart from just training, development and selecting the right person for the right job, also encourages the employee by motivating them, that is performance appraisal, retiring the personnel who aren't able to give the output or who have reached to the horizon which requires rest, promoting the best persons, giving proper remuneration to the employees, providing proper facilities. So staffing is more involved around connecting these tasks in the best possible manner. So that is what staffing is all about. That is linking how the business needs to properly perform or relate in the market. So staffing is more about right person for the right job. Planning was more about planning. Organizing was more about resource organizing. Staffing is more about right people for the right purpose. Now POSD, D stands for directing. Directing is nothing but showing the direction, path. Work on this road. Go through this particular path. So direction includes guidance, supervision and motivation of employees. So direction basically gives the guidance. It basically coaches. It basically mentors the employee where it wants to reach or how it has to be done. So directing involves influencing, encouraging, counseling and mentoring and guiding the employees to work towards the accomplishment of organizational objectives and goals. So direction is more about making the employee understand how that thing can be done. Directing is more about influencing the employee. It is more about encouraging the employee that how this task needs to be done. It is more about counseling. So we will be counseling the employee that this is what you need to do. This is the way how it will be done. Direction also means mentoring the employee, which is more about coaching, nurturing the employee, trying to make him in a comfort zone and make him sure that he basically grows with time. And finally, direction also means guiding the employees to the work which he wants to achieve over a period of time. So direction is nothing but influencing all these things in the best possible manner. Now, communication and coordination are the two important elements of directing function. So direction is not just one way. Direction needs to be communicated and coordinated properly. Communication will take place in some area and coordination will take place in some area. So communication refers to verbal or non-verbal interactions between the managers and the subordinates. So communication is more about top down, where the top person will say, the superior will say to the subordinate. It may be verbal at times, it may be non-verbal. On the other hand, coordination is defined as the act of enabling different individuals to work together for a common goal. So coordination is going to be more about linking the employees at the same levels, peer to peer, trying to connect with each other, trying to make them understand how horizontally the organization can run and output can be given. So direction wouldn't be functioning only one way. Direction would function top down as well as horizontally. That is, top down would be vertical, horizontal would be basically linkage way which is tries to link things in that particular manner. So communication and coordination would be the two important function of directing the business. So direction is a process of top down approach. It is a vertical process in which orders come from top for the subordinates to follow. So in direction, it is more about top down, where the orders will follow from the top of the people and it will go down to the people and identify how the output has to be given. So it is more about from top for the subordinates to follow. So it is more about vertical process. So direction is more about communicating and coordinating the task as it is required to consider and happen. From direction, we move now next to the coordination. So quickly recapping what we have seen so far, planning was to plan the things, organizing will be more about organizing the resources, staffing right person for the right job, and then direction would be basically top-down approach, or you can say vertical process, thereby communicating and coordinating the tasks. Now, next comes the coordination. Coordination is a horizontal function. Horizontal function which takes place horizontally, it would create linkages between different verticals. So it tries to link the employees. It tries to link the employees at levels where they can adjust and peer to peer, they can communicate the task. So coordination is more about linking. Coordination is the management of interdependence in work situations. So like in work situations, you all would have actually gone through an experience like marketing needs to coordinate with finance, finance needs to coordinate with HR, HR has to coordinate with operations. So this is where the coordination would take place. So coordination is the task which is done when interdependence is necessary. It is the orderly synchronization or fitting together of interdependent efforts of the individuals. So it's more about interdependent with each other, but still they come together, try to give the output as per the requirement of the business. So despite of having different domain areas, they still come together, they still stick to each other, trying to give the output, and accordingly delivery of the task would take place. So coordination is more about synchronization. It is more about linking the things in the best possible manner, and it would happen horizontally, unlike directing which was more vertically involved. Now from there we move on to motivating. But before I talk about motivating, quickly we'll have a recap. Planning is doing a plan. Organizing is more about organizing the resources, which are four or five M's which we have seen. Then staffing is right person for the right job. Direction is more about vertical top-down approach. Then we have got coordination, which is more about horizontal, which will go from peer to peer. And now we have got motivation. It's very important the employees and the workers are motivated. So workers expect favorable climate condition to work, fair treatment, monetary and non-monetary incentives, effective communication and gentleman approach. So motivation is something which will encourage, which will inspire the employee to work for companies. There are many companies in the world, but which is the best company to work in the world would be the answer which you all would be looking around for your own self. That is what will motivate you. Any company which has got good climatic conditions to work, has got fair treatment, has got monetary and non-monetary incentives, there is no partiality as such, there has got effective communication, so communication is done effectively, they respect individuals as an individuals and not as an employee code, employee ID, that's where he will get motivated. The objectives and goals are achieved by motivation. So whatever company's objectives and goals are, if the company has to make sure that they are able to fulfill, it can be fulfilled if the employees are motivated. If the executors who are going to go and execute the strategies which the companies have decided in the top level, if they want to execute, they can only be done with the help of employees, and employees needs to be regularly motivated. So motivation includes increasing the speed of performance of a work and developing willingness of the part of the workers. This is done by a resourceful leader. So motivation does not mean just giving them monetary benefit or non-monetary benefit, but motivation also means showing them a proper path. Motivation also means them making them understand the way how things are required to be done. Motivation also means that the willingness on the part of the workers that they want to do it, they want to learn, they want to achieve something, that can be done only by a resourceful leader, which will motivate the employees over a period of time. Motivation is more about encouragement. The last process of the scientific management is known as controlling. Before we go on to controlling, let's have a quick recap. Planning is more about plan. Organizing is more about organizing of resources. Staffing, right person for the right job. Then we have got direction, which is top-down approach, also referred to as the concept with regards to vertical approach. Then we have got coordination, which is more horizontal or linkage. Motivation is more about encouragement. And now we are over here, which is more about controlling. So controlling can be defined as a function through which the actual and desired output is measured. So coordinating is nothing but known as measuring or measurement how the company has performed its task. If the actual output differs from the desired output, the deviations are altogether removed or minimized. So if the actual output differs, so say for example the company's objective or output required was, that is desired was 10,000 units, and actual output company was able to achieve was at times lower or more. So if it's case one, lower, then why it is lower needs to be identified and output could be given. But if it is higher, which means what, the actual output is more than the lower, than the desired output, then the company would encourage the employee, or company would basically keep the path repeating and try to understand that they have got more capacity, so the target should be more better. And if both matches, that is where the company has never been able to give the 100% effort. So if they give 100% efforts, then it is reasonably able to achieve this part. So the controlling part is more about trying to identify the deviations. If at all it is there, then remove and minimize those deviations in the best possible manner. The main steps in controlling function are establishing performance standards, measuring actual performance, determining the gap between set standards and achieved performance, and taking corrective measures. Best example of this is, we established a performance standard. Like example, company wants to achieve 25% market share in the last quarter of the year. After the quarter is achieved over, we measure the actual performance and we identify that the company was able to achieve just 20% growth as compared to last year in this quarter, last quarter to be more precise. Determining the gap, checking what is the gap, and identify the gap was 5%. And then why it was 5% needs to be identified, and accordingly corrective measures should be taken, which will again make sure that the process of again planning, organizing. So this is a cycle. It will go on and on. It starts at planning and ends at controlling. Again, it starts at planning and ends at controlling. Again, it starts. So it's basically a continuous cycle. It will not end at a particular moment of time. So this is how the controlling aspect of the business would take place. So finally, summarizing the whole chapter, we have seen that there are seven steps in the scientific processes of management. And the seven processes were planning, organizing, staffing, directing, coordinating, motivation, and controlling. Quickly recapping, planning is more about plan, organizing for us for resources. Very good, superb. Say it aloud with me. So planning is for plan, organizing is for organizing the resources, staffing is correct, right person for the right job. What is directing for? Superb, guys. Directing is more for top-down approach, which is also known as vertical approach. Then we have got coordination. Coordination is which means what? Horizontal or linkage. Very good, superb, Asha. Then motivation is more about encouragement, and controlling is more about, very good, Suresh, what you have said. It is more about measurement. So this is it. I have got nothing much to share in this chapter all about. These are the scientific steps or scientific, you can say, elements involved in the process of management. Or in the process of scientific management, these are the steps. If followed properly, business will be able to give and relate to different levels. This is a snapshot of what a process should be considered for the business to go ahead in systematic manner. That's all from my end, friends. Thank you so much.